Talmud Chacham, my acquaintance who works as a magia of tefillin and mezuzahs, told me that the uncle of Rabbi Akiva Eger, the author of the book Kanfei Yonah, it's probably Bnei Yonah, was a sofer who wrote using a metal pen instead of the quill universally used today. He thinks that therefore there's no halachic problem writing with a metal pen and would even produce more consistent writing. But for want of a better expression, it's not considered yeshivish to do this today. Can the Rav elaborate? Find the idea confusing. It seems to me it is either correct halachically or prohibited. Shimon phrase from Beit Shemesh. I'm not a sofer, but I see in the Ksas HaSofer, Simon Gimel Sifvav, that it says that the kulmus should be a nice one, and some say that you should write with a reed, not with a feather, but the minig is not like that. The minig is to write with a feather, and one can write even with a metal pen. In the Lishkas HaSofer, he brings down that the Gemara says that one should write with a reed. Why was the reed zolche? Because a person should always be flexible like a reed and not rigid like a cedar tree. However, the minig was not to write with reeds because the reeds were not strong enough and had to be fixed every time they wrote, and because of that, the ksav wasn't nice, so they used feathers instead. However, you're right, Rabbi Akiva Eger's uncle said that better than to use a metal pen and to be afraid that maybe it's going to etch out the writing instead of writing it on the parchment, we're not afraid of. However, the Chasam Sofer in a Haggah over there says that even a feather, which is flexible, body of the feather is flexible, has the same din as a kana, and it comes from something that is edible and kosher, and therefore is preferable to using something that is metal. And because of that, the minig is to use a feather to fulfill that idea of using something flexible. Halachically, however, a metal pen would be okay, but the minig, based on the source in the Gemara, is to use a dafka, a feather quill.